Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. The imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and by myself, Hercules Economou. Today, we'll be listening to instrumental music produced by the country's greatest composers. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Greek instrumentals. Point of departure is Manos Hatzidakis and the Ballad of Uri that we just listened to. And indeed, Hatzidakis is the point of departure of Greek music as such, of all of the lovers of Greek music, of all of its artists and audience. Or, to be more precise, it is half of the point of departure because the other half is occupied by the other colossal figure of Mikis Theodorakis. Both of them produced hundreds of well-known songs, but next to them, they left us a legacy of endless melodies that appear in instrumentals. The Kites by Theodorakis was originally composed for a drama by Iakovos Kambanellis titled The Neighborhood of Angels in 1963. Since then, this instrumental has taken on a life of its own and is, to my mind, synonymous with traveling around Greece. If Mikis Theodorakis and Manos Hatzidakis are the two pillars of the Holy Trinity of Greek music, then I guess that Stavros Xarchakos is the third one. And Sakina's Dance is his number one landmark instrumental. This massive Hasapiko tune was originally created by Xarchakos as part of the soundtrack of a film titled Lola in 1964. It is simply impossible to listen to it without standing up and dancing, whatever steps come to your mind, towards whatever direction your instinct drives you. It is an instrumental based on a popular folk rhythm and packed with emotion. Most of it is delivered to us thanks to the unmatched bouzouki playing of Master Giorgos Zabetas. Hasapiko is a hugely popular rhythm indeed, but you should not forget Zeybekiko, the other robust, imposing rhythm of Greek music. And when we hear the word Zeybekiko, one tune comes to mind almost automatically, the Zeybekiko of Evdokia, composed by Manos Loizos for the 1971 film Evdokia. Now, here is a fascinating detail of the history of this piece. When Manos Loizos finished the music, he asked his friend Lefteris Papadopoulos to add lyrics to the melody. However, the experienced lyricist turned down the proposal of Loizos. "The lyrics, any lyrics, will ruin this wonderful melody," he told the composer. Manos Loizos was finally convinced, and thanks to his unbelievable talent and the unmistakable instinct and criterion of Lefteris Papadopoulos, we can enjoy today this Zeybekiko anthem as an instrumental.
Thank you.
Levedia is one of those weird Greek words that cannot be easily translated. It is the property that characterizes the fine fellow, the fine lad. The Levedis is brave, polite, honest, with self-esteem and respect for others. And his dance is the Dance of Levedia, that composer Dimos Moutsis included in his 1972 album Settlement One. No words can describe the sheer thrust of this instrumental. It is as if your body and your soul are ready to take off once you come into contact with this crazy rhythm. Aptalikos is a traditional dance from Asia Minor. It is a type of zeibekiko danced either alone or by two people standing opposite to each other. You don't really have any set steps in aptaliko. Each dancer can pick his or her own menu of steps that suits best his or her feelings. But the overall idea is to have slow, heavy movements that reveal inner power and decisiveness. Aptaliko is a firm, solid dance, as revealed by this firm, solid instrumental by Apostolos Kaldaras.
Yeah.
Hasaposerviko is the dance of constant motion, close to flying. No pauses and breaks, just an endless flow of energy in an attempt to lift yourself from the ground while holding your dancing mates to your left and to your right. Speed, motion, acceleration, these are the elements of Hasaposerviko, which, technically speaking, is a much faster and broadened version of Hasapiko. Stavros Kouyoumdzis says goodbye to his lover with the following swift and lively Hasaposerviko. Vasilis Dimitriou was a composer that generously gave us tons of beautiful melodies, not only in the context of collections of songs, but also in the context of music for theater, music for TV series, and instrumental albums. One such album was released in 1980, titled Cyclades. And indeed, it comprises melodies that convey this freshness of the Aegean Sea, the colors, the light, the winds. So, here is the soundtrack of the voyage to Syros, to Paros, to Naxos, to Seriphos and Santorini, Cyclades by Vasilis Dimitriou. Thank you. Next, we have Dimitris Lagios, a magical, ultra-talented composer who unfortunately died far too early, in 1991, at the age of just 39 years. If Dimitriou carries the spirit of the Aegean Sea and the islands of Cyclades, Lagios carries the spirit of the Ionian Sea and the Ionian Islands. These islands are traditionally called the Heptanese and include, among others, Corfu, Lefkada, Ithaca, Kefalonia, and Zakynthos, also known as Zande. Lagios was born in Zande and was influenced profoundly by the musical tradition of his island, a tradition based on Italian musical culture and the instrument of mandolin. Next, Varcarola, a lyrical masterpiece by a composer who departed prematurely and unexpectedly. We have already dedicated an entire Greek Music Express to Dimitris Papadimitriou, and for a good reason. He is the leading composer of a generation that flourished in the 90s, who respected the legacy of Hadzidakis and Theodorakis, while enriching it with fresh sounds and novel arrangements. The work of Papadimitriou for Greek TV series associated him with very popular television series, but also enabled him to deliver songs and melodies that survived this context and functioned autonomously.
Thank you.
The track we just listened to belongs to Panayotis Kalatzopoulos, a distinguished composer of jazz, instrumental and film music. It is part of the soundtrack of a 2006 comedy titled Urania. Film music has been an important source of melodies for Greek music. And, well, my beloved listener, it is impossible to talk about Greek film music without mentioning wonderful Eleni Karaindrou. Tomorrow's Greek Music Express is gonna be dedicated to her music, so for now let's just listen to one of her numerous masterpieces.
Thank you.
The genius of Thanos Mikroutsikos did not reveal itself so much in film and TV as in theater. His work for the 1976 performance of Fuente Ovejuna by Spanish playwright Lope de Vega is a unique combination of lyricism and dynamism. The story unfolds around the revolt of the villagers of the village of Fuente Ovejuna against the local ruler, a tribute to the will of the people and the resistance against all forms of illegitimate authority. To our beloved Yorgos Stavrianos, we owe the beautiful melody that is heard at the start of each and every Greek Music Express. In parallel, we owe to him an endless and timeless collection of melodies replete with rich images and emotions. Stavrianos is the composer of memory and dreams. There is no present when I listen to his music. There is just past, most of the times, and a future filled with longing and desire. Stretto Caffè. That Summer is the name of a 1971 romantic drama with a soundtrack curated by composer Yannis Pannos. The plot is really sad. A couple on the verge of divorce reconsiders their relationship and fall once again in love. However, the woman is terminally ill and is unfortunately expected to die very soon. This is going to be the last summer for the couple. Spanos offers a soundtrack packed with emotional tension, which includes a melody that I have shared a couple of times in my life with those girls that I desperately wanted to impress. As we're approaching the end of today's exploration of instrumentals by the grand Greek composers, it is only natural to include Yorgos Hadzinasios, a very versatile composer who has excelled in generating music in a variety of rhythms, styles, and atmospheres. My pick from his immense repertoire is the instrumental version of a song performed by Dimitris Mitropanos, which talks about a company of friends that have to split as they emigrate to different countries away from Greece. Here comes the musical definition of melancholy, as viewed by the genius of Yorgos Hadzinasios.
Thank you.
Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in Greek instrumentals has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with The Sea by Yannis Markopoulos. From our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and from myself, Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.